Now we really are going to move away from coronavirus news. The Kenyan port city of Mombasa has been in the spotlight over the years following allegations of the illegal importation of smuggled goods. The port is also used by drug traffickers to import and export narcotics. The Kenyan government, through its Interior Cabinet Secretary, Dr. Fred Matiang'i, has announced strict measures to be enforced at all entry points into Kenya. Correspondent Joseph Jira reports from Mombasa.
Mombasa has been ranked among the biggest port globally as it has the capacity to handle both large cargo and cruise ships. And through the Indian Ocean, it has been used as a gateway for goods from East and Central Africa. The Kenyan government, through a newly formed Know Your Customer framework, will be using all means to arrest suspected smugglers and drug traffickers who will use the port to trade illegal goods. Interior Cabinet Secretary Dr. Fred Matiang'i said the government is very keen to pursue those behind the illicit business since they expose the country to serious economic problems.
The movement of people and goods throughout the world is not a matter of port agencies and businesses alone. Indeed, it is much larger and a far more important matter beyond routine procedures and checks or sheer entry and exit of people and their goods through air and seaports, and ensure that we go beyond this in addressing the crimes and challenges that come with it. The growing use of our ports, the security of our ports, should be our priority.
The cabinet secretary said services at the port of Mombasa had risen by over 10% last year, leaving it ranked number 5 internationally. But the movement of illicit goods into the country through the port poses a bigger challenge. The cabinet secretary called on stakeholders and business people involved in the port to initiate the Know Your Customer framework as a way of taming the illegal trade in Kenya.
We also need to look at ensuring that we are able to effectively check any crime that is committed through the use of our ports. Kenya is a gateway for trade in the East and Central African region. When you have all these businesses and the cargo moving through our ports and our area, it comes with some of the problems that we have highlighted. Movement of counterfeit goods, for example, movement of fake medicines across this region, wildlife and forestry products. Thirdly, human trafficking.
Kenya's Director of Public Prosecution, Nurdin Haj, says Kenya is trading globally and the government has a duty to control whatever is processed at the port of Mombasa. He added that there is a need for different agencies to collaborate and improve the criminal justice system in the country when prosecuting those involved in the transnational organized crime.
We therefore have a duty as a country to ensure that whatever is processed within and along our ports in the name of trade is free. This, however, has to be achieved whilst balancing the ease of trade. Indeed, the absence of proper regulation of trade exposes Kenya to a high risk of criminal activity. This is largely due to the continuous evolution and mutation of transnational organized crimes and criminal networks that have taken advantage of porous borders.
He did, however, point out the challenges that the investigation department is facing while prosecuting the illicit trade offenders. He said poor record keeping by agencies and outdated laws must be reviewed in the country to curb criminal activity and ensure the port do legitimate business.
The envisaged legal framework shall provide a policy direction with clear regulations and guidelines that will inject transparency and accountability and inspire public confidence in the dealings at the ports. They will also help to mitigate transnational organized crimes such as terrorism, corruption, drug trafficking, trafficking of wildlife trophies, cybercrime, trade-based money laundering, tax evasion, amongst others.
Executive Director of the Anti-Counterfeit Authority in Kenya, Elema Halake, says Kenya faces a huge challenge from illicit trade that has cost the country billions in tax revenues. Mr. Halake added that the authority has started awareness programs across the country to fight counterfeit trade, as well as installing automated systems to curb tax evasion along the border points. Brigadier Vincent Naisho, who is the Director General of Kenya Coast Guard, says they will equip the guard with more vessels and personnel to deter, detect and interdict maritime offenders and also monitor porous borders. Naisho further urged all port users to cooperate when an incident happens so as to facilitate investigation.
Kenya Coast Guard Service is concerned with the incidences of reported maritime crimes such as trafficking of narcotics, weapons, illegal wildlife products, human and counterfeit at the port of entry while investigations are hampered by the acts of omission or maritime service providers.
The Kenya government also promised to register afresh all private jetties and landing sites, of which there are over 270 in the country, as a way of taming smuggling of goods and drug trafficking into the country, which has seen a bigger percentage of population affected. Joseph Jira, Mombasa, RFI.